אנחנו היום נדבר על
התוצאה. Today we'll be talking about the result from the breaking of the vessels
ועל
and about the world of תיקון, the world of correction.
בסך הכל כדי לתקן את הנברא.
Today we'll talk about the world of Tikkun, the world of Atzilut, as a result of the breaking of the vessels. In order to correct the creature and bring it to equivalence of form with the Creator, we need within Malchut to add the attributes of bestowal. Malchut knows only one thing, to receive and to enjoy. If it acquires an understanding what is bestowal, it will be able to build above it a masach, meaning an intention, so that its reception would also be in order to give to the Creator. This act is called receiving in order to bestow. And that's all you need. And that's all you can have, because the creature is only a receiver. It can't give.
It
can want to induce pleasure to someone by receiving. In our world, we can give because we are in the body. I can superficially take something and give it to someone. We call it giving. It's an exterior thing. But if we're talking about our inner kli, about what, let's say about how we are without the body, just the soul, our soul knows only how to receive. Our body misleads us, meaning we can give like that. Why am I saying like that? Because inside, in my soul, I know that it will please me. There's no other way. Because it is the nature of the creature to enjoy, to receive delight and pleasure. It's a desire to enjoy, to receive what its reception. So how do we acquire the intention to bestow? Meaning to use our kli, our nature, in what we are, receiving creatures, to induce pleasure, and that the pleasure will be detached from us without any connection to me, so that I will not have any kind of profits, indirect profits from it. This is possible through the light that reforms. What is it? A miracle. It is a miracle. A force, a special force comes from above, and this force is called light, a light that reforms. And this is called Torah. The light in it reforms. How does that happen? It happens through the study.
Torah.
The study of Torah. It's then that it is called Torah, when it brings the light that reforms to a person. If one learns in order to receive light that will correct him, that will bring him vessels of the soul, this is called studying Torah. If one learns in order to be awarded other things like honor, money, knowledge, to be smarter than others, to be considered righteous, big rebbe, big teacher, or leader, spiritual leader. It's called not studying Torah because he's not studying for correction. So how is it possible for this light to come from above to the will to receive, correct the will to receive? The will to receive will not understand what it is, the light that informs. In order for the light to correct the will to receive, there has to be a preparation within the will to receive. Within the will to receive, there must be... Yes, this is the overall will to receive, which understands only that receiving is good. I have to have sparks of bestowal in this desire, all kinds of sparks of bestowal. If I have it, then the light will act on these sparks of bestowal from above. It can't act on the will to receive. It can't act on the will to receive because the will to receive won't feel it as something that reforms, that brings any kind of correction. The will to receive understands only pleasure or lack of it, filling or emptiness. But these sparks of the soul feel the light that gives. The bestowal in it. So they can begin to be givers to who? It's called, this is the meaning of correcting themselves. They become corrected. And by becoming corrected, they also cause the will to receive around them. Yes, the will to receive itself. They also induce correction in it. So first comes the light. It corrects the sparks of bestowal, and then these sparks of bestowal correct the general will to receive that they are integrated in. And the light comes by studying Torah. What does it mean to study Torah? Well, it's actually Kabbalah. As Baal HaSulam explains to us in the introduction to Talmud HaSfirot, that the wisdom of Kabbalah that talks about our inner corrections in the souls awakens surrounding lights in the most effective and powerful means. Way. That's why it is more desirable to study Kabbalah than any other study, like Gemara and the five books of Moses, although you could study those in order to draw surrounding lights. In previous generations, since the ruin of the temple, the ruin of the second temple, to our time, until the 20th century, say 2,000 years, there was exile here. And in the exile, there were times when the will to receive, by mingling with the nations of the world, grew more and more and more. So there were times where, because their desire was small, they could, through the study of Torah, meaning the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch. Or Talmud. They could also reach or draw the light that reforms. Which is sufficient to correct people. Today, our will to receive is so great that we can correct ourselves only through the wisdom of Kabbalah, draw the light that reforms only through the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what Baal HaSulam writes and explains in detail in the introduction to Talmud HaSfirot about why he is writing Talmud HaSfirot. How do we perform this tikkun, the correction, de facto? That's what we have to
do.
For that reason, we have to study the breaking of the worlds and then the correction of the worlds. Where and how was the breaking? Did the breaking of the worlds occur? Again, the breaking is in order to connect Bina and Malchut and enable Malchut to be corrected by Bina. We learn that the Kli that was created in four Bchinot, in four phases, Malchut makes the first Tzimtzum, and after the first Tzimtzum, the first restriction, it corrects itself with the Masach, with the screen, and says it was received only in order to bestow upon the Creator, so that its reception will be bestowed. And if Malchut can receive pleasure in order to give to the Creator by 100%, that state will be called Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, and in that the thought of creation will be completed or carried out. So how do we do it? We draw this Malchut as a line. The first Patsuf, meaning the first portion that will be received in order to be sold through the Masach, through the screen, is called Galgalta. So it performs this act on Rishimot, reminiscences of Dalet Dalet, 4x4. So Malchut receives a part of the light from its pe to the tabu. This is called opnimi, inner light. In the part between tabu and siyum, it cannot receive the light. So, correspondingly, we have o makif, the surrounding light, vis-a-vis that part. So 100% of the direct light that comes to Malchut, a part of it is received and a part of it is not. The inner part is it fills itself with up to tabu, and in a part from tabu to siyum it remains empty. So afterwards it receives similarly in Partsuf Ab and in Partsuf Sag. In Patsuf Ab, it received an Oshimot Dalet Gimel 4x3. In Patsuf Sag, it received an Oshimot Gimel Bet 3x2. In Nekudot de Sag, I hope you all learned what it is. When the Masach was purified into Bet de Hitlapshut and Bet de Aviyut, 2x2 in Hitlapshut, which is clothing and Aviyut, which is will to receive, and this is pure Bina, then Nekudot de Sag of Sag went down below the Tabu and filled Galgalta, expanded below with O Chasadim, Light of Mercy, and they mixed with Galgalta. So the O Chasadim, the Light of Mercy, but there was a Masach here on Bet Davut of Yud 2. And in Galgalta there are Rishimot of Dalet Gimel, 4x3, but it's Dalet of Yud Dalet, fourth degree of Yud. So this Dalet of Yud influenced Bina, because here that's Bina and that's Malchut. And Malchut, which is of Yud Dalet, influenced Bina, which is of Yud Bet, of Yud 2, and restricted Bina. If we divide these Kelim, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvoah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, then in the middle of Tiferet, where the vessels of bestowal end and the vessels of reception, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, begin, That tzimtzum, the second tzimtzum, was done up to there. B'chinat Dalet rose up there and restricted these kelim, and in these kelim there was the tzimtzum bet, the second restriction. The kelim kachab are called Galgalta ve'inayim. Galgalta. The kelim chagat are called einayim. Galgalta is skull and einayim is eyes. Here in Tiferet, that's called the ozen, ear, nehi, chotem, nose, and malchut, peh, mouth. All in all, we have, they're called galgalta ve'enayim, and achap, ozen, chotem, peh, achap. It's an abbreviation. By that, there was a place made for the world. The place of Galgalta Einayim will be the world Atzilut, where the Ozen is will be the place of the world Briah, where the Chotem is the place of Nehi. The Chotem will be the place of the world Yetzira. And Malchut, the Peh, is the place of the world Asiya. The difference between the Olamot, or the between vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal, the incision between them is called Parsa. So there's a difference between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. These are vessels of bestowal, and these are vessels of reception. Bina and Malchut. The special thing here is that Bina and Malchut exist in one Parsuf. Well, first, there were two patufim. In general, the creator and the creature. That's the attribute of the creator, that's Bina, and that's the attribute of the creature, Malchut. But now, in one patuf, in Bina, the upper part of Bina remained with the attributes of Bina, and the lower half of Bina took on itself, or acquired on itself, the attributes of Malchut. It's very strange. In one patsuf, in the same patsuf, we have an encounter between the attributes of the creator and the attributes of the creature. There's a difference between them. There's a gap between them because of the parsa. They're not connected. They are opposite one another, but they are in the same patsuf. That can be because there's a tzimtzum here on the vessels of reception. So not work with them. So when they're silent, so to speak, when they do not work, then only the attributes of Bina are felt, not the attributes of Malchut. But within the Patsuf, they are there. Why is this good? Because in the future, through all kinds of operations, it will be possible to connect between the creature and the creator. For the time being, it's not the case, but they are in the same carrier. How do we now make, according to the thought of creation, make the creature acquire the attributes of the creator de facto, and turn itself to be as the creator, having the intention to bestow the masach? Out of the sparks of Bina would penetrate it. So how do we do it? We'll see. This happens in the world Nikudim. It was born after Patsuf Sag. So once more we have the same picture of Galgalta,
Ab,
Sag, sag.
Nekudot de sag.
Nekudot de sag.
Tzimtzum bet shebahem.
Tzimtzum bet in them.
Ve'olim nekudot de sag lerosh.
And nekudot de sag ascend to rosh de sag to pe the rosh de sag.
Im arishimot.
With
bet aleph.
Rishimot.
Mitzumtzamim.
Bet aleph restricted.
Osim zivuk.
A zivug is made in the nikve inayim of Rosh Tisak, Rosh of Sak. Why? Because only on the Gelgal Ta'anayim is there a zivug on where it is permitted to expand, to receive. Gelgal Ta'anayim. That's why they don't make a zivug on the entire 10 sefirot here. If they make a zivug here in Rosh Tisak on the 10 sefirot, and where the Masach stands in the Peh, then the light would expand in all the spirits below and enter the restricted place where it's forbidden. So in order to not do that, Sag makes Zivug in its Nikveh Enayim, meaning only on Gelgal Ta'anayim. So when he performs Zivug on the Gelgal Ta'anayim, the light expands exactly where it is permitted. In the place of Gelgal Ta'anayim, the goof. This parzuf is called Nekudim because it came out after Nekudot de Sag. That's the Nekudot. So, parzuf Nekudim came out. This parzuf contains Keter, Chochma and Bina, which are now called Abba ve'Ima, and Zon, Zeranpin and Nukva. So it does consist of 10 Sefirot. Keter is 1, Chochma and Bina is 2 and 3, Zon, Zeranpin contains 6, and Malchut is the 7th, so we have 10 Sefirot. The special thing about this Patsuf is that all its Sefirot and all its parts are only activated in their Gelgal Ta'anayim, only half of their Kelim. Say in Keter we have 10 Sefirot. It works only with its Gelgal Ta'anayim. Its Achab are inoperative or inactive. In Abba ve'Ima we have 10 Sefirot, but only their Gelgal Ta'anayim are active. Now I'm writing it in detail. That's Keter. That's Abba ve'Ima. And the Achab of Abba ve'Ima is inactive. The same applies for Zon. We have the Gelgal Ta'anayim of Zon, and the Achab of Zon, which is below the Parsal, is inactive. So we don't even draw it because it's restricted. Now I just wrote it in detail. These three parts are like that part. So this partsuf is called the world Nikudim. The world of Nikudim. Why is it called the world? It's one partsuf. It's named after the future. What is its future? It's got a future because besides the Rishimot of the restricted Bet Aleph, 2x1, the restricted Rishimot Bet Aleph are from here, from the Gelgal Ta'anayim. Here you have Rishimot Bet Aleph, restricted. Belongs to Gelgal Ta'anayim. But the Achab has Rishimot Dalet Gimel, 4x3, which they received from Gelgalta. And we're restricted. So we have a Rishimot Dalet Gimel 4x3 that rose up 2. And the Sag will afterwards make a Zivug on Dalet Gimel. And in order to make a zivug on Dalet Gimel, it lowers its masach to the peh. Because Dalet Gimel indicates that the lower part has to be filled with lights too, so it makes a zivug on the entire parsuf. And then the light comes down and expands in the entire parsuf. Above the parsa and below the parsa. It makes 10 sfirot in Keter, 10 sfirot in Abaveima, and Zon expand below. And when Zon expand below, they connect their Galgalta Einayim with their Rechab, and then this entire Zon breaks. And Galgalta Einayim then mix with Yachap and Yachap with Galgalta Einayim in such a way that we have Galgalta Einayim and the Chab intermingled inseparably, indistinguishably. So we have clean Achab now, and we have clean Galgalta Einayim, and we have Galgalta Einayim in Achab, and Achab in Galgalta Einayim. All four kinds of mixtures that can happen out of the two. So what does that give us? It gives us this. We saw this. Here we have separate bina and separate malchut, two pasufim. Afterwards, we saw that there are two attributes here, bina and malchut. These two attributes exist in one pasuf, but malchut is restricted. Malchut is under tzimtzum bet. Afterwards, we saw that a patsuf emerged here in the world of Nikudim, in Katnut, in smallness, in the beginning, with only the attributes of Bina. But Malchut is in there, hidden. You can't see it. Afterwards, we saw that there came out a patsuf that has Bina and Malchut, and they seemingly work together in one patsuf zone. But because they work together, they break. But they break together. Because they broke, they were mingled, intermingled. Bina and Malchut. They were incorporated in one another. So we have acquired the connection of the attributes of the Creator and the creature. We mixed them completely to the very, very last iota there, in every, in the tiniest sphira, innermost sphira. So in the end, there will not be a single particle in creation, beginning from godliness. Godliness is called Bina, Elohim, God, down to this world, including in the matter of this world. There is not a single thing that does not consist of a attracting force, abducting force, and rejecting force. In every substance, there are two forces. There cannot be only one, otherwise it can't exist. Because Malchut in itself cannot exist. It's dust. It must have some force of Bina in order to multiply, because any evolution, any multiplication happens through the force of evolution, force of Bina, the force of giving. You can't do anything with only one force. It's like our breathing. There's a contraction and expansion. Two forces operate in everything, in every movement. Movement is a sign for evolution. You have to have two forces. Therefore, the incorporation of Bina and Malchut is throughout the entire creation, from the world of Nikodim to its end. And this integration enables Malchut to develop. What else do we gain by that? By Bina and Malchut connecting together, first they were detached. Bina is Elohim, God, and Malchut is a creature. When they got together, they were joined in such a way that Malchut was incorporated in Bina, and Bina was incorporated in Malchut. What does that give us? As a result, the Creator understands the creature because he is integrated in its problems and its needs and its wants, and the creature acquires sparks of bestowal from the Creator. So now in Bina is called Elohim, God. So now in Bina it's Galgalta Ve'Naim and Yachab. And in the creature too, there are Galgalta Ve'Naim and Yachab. In Bina, the Galgalta Ve'Naim are the Creator, and the Achab is the creature part. In the creature, Galgalta Ve'Naim is a part of the Creator, and its Achab is the creature in it. Why should Bina be with the Achab, with the creature? It's like a womb, a nourishing system, a system that nurtures the infant, the child, the creature. The upper one must know and create systems that match the needs of the creature as it evolves. So the Creator has to be incorporated with the creature. He has to have this part. It's called the womb or the stomach of Ima, of the mother. Bina is the mother, Ima. So there's a part in it that tends to the creature, that is incorporated in the creature. So the breaking of the vessels, this mixture, enabled Bina to be incorporated in Malchut. And Malchut too, that received the Kelim of Bina, could understand what it means, what Bina means, what bestowal means, and so accordingly correct itself. So that this part of Galgalta Ve'Naim is only giving, this part, the Achab, only receives, doesn't understand any different, and together they bestow it, receive in order to bestow, sometime in the future, not now, but that's the beginning of it. So that's what we accomplish by the breaking of the vessels. It's the root for the tikkun, for the correction. Without the breaking, you can't have the tikkun. So what does the breaking give us? We've said that in the world of Nikudim, Patsuf Zerampin broke. We had Keter, Abba, and Ima, and Zon. In Zon, when it broke, there was development through Zivug in Pei De'Abba Ve'Ima on Rishimot Dalet Gimel, and then on Rishimot Gimel Bet. two kinds of two developments within the will to receive. Any evolution consists of complete havaya, yudkei vavkei, four kinds of aviyot, in the first and in the second. All in all, we have eight. And these eight parts are also comprised of four. So you have 32 channels. Each of them consists of 10. So all in all, you have 320. 320 in gematria is shach. Out of the 320 vessels that broke, each of them has nine sefirot and malchut. The nine sefirot are correctable, you might say. You can correct them. It's the attributes of the Creator, and malchut is the attribute of the creature. Nine sefirot times 32. Or 320 minus 32 are 288. In gematria they're called rapach. Malchut that remains is, it's the last sirat, consists of 32 parts. In gematria they're called lev ha'even. Lev is 32. Lev Ha'Even. Stony heart. We have to remember these names because in Kabbalah they are used often. So, what do these signs mean? That all in all, in every kli, in every part, all of it, as a whole, because the particular and the general are the same. So, in all of them, we have a sum total of 320 parts. Shach, 320 broken parts. From those parts, rapach, 288, can be corrected. And lev ha'even, the stony heart, cannot be corrected. We shouldn't think that lev ha'even, the stony heart, is something small. These are very, very big parts. These are the natural desires to receive that the Creator created. It is so natural, so eliciting from the point of existence from absence, that it cannot be integrated with any part of Bina. It just can't mix with Bina. It doesn't understand it. That's the real Malchut, the stony heart. That's why the Tikkun, the correction, is made in a special way. Which? After the breaking, we have let's draw the world of Nikudim here. Keter, Abba Ve'ima, Zon, Nikudim, Zon break, that's breaking. It's got 320 parts. Keter and Abba Ve'ima did not break. They were the rosh of the Potsuf. Pe de Abba Ve'ima of Abba Ve'ima made the zivug, the coupling. And gives on the light. So after the breaking, this whole structure goes up to Rosh of Sag. Rosh Desag is the general Bina that performs all the actions, and Rosh Desag performs an act. Which Rishimot go up from the sum total of Rishimot here? We had Rishimot when Olam Nikudim, the world of Nikudim, expanded. Yes, the restricted Bet Aleph and Dalet Gimel. When the Rishimot went up, the Rishimot of Aleph Shorosh restricted came up, and Dalet Gimel remained. Rishimot Aleph Shorosh make a Zivug Da'aka on the Shorosh level in the Rosh. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. On the level of Yud Shorosh, they make a Zivug Da'aka. And the light expands from it once again in the same place where it is permitted to expand. How far is it permitted? As far as on expanded, the parsa. So the first parsuf expands, which is called Atik. This Atik is very special. It's called Atik because it is ne'etak, detached from our attainment. Where did Patsuf Atik come from? Patsuf Atik came from Gilgalta Ve'naim Deketer Denikudim. Only Gilgalta Ve'naim Deketer Denikudim begets Patsuf Atik. But we know that Achab Deketer Denikudim are inside Abba Ve'ima. Here there is Achab Deketer. And so from Achab Deketer we get the next Patsuf. A separate Patsuf, which is called Patsuf Arichanpin. We'll draw it separately. Let's say it this way. Arichanpin. Good. Right. They bought something new for me. A new eraser. So it's called Arich Anpin because it's big, it's long. Anpin comes from the word Panim, Chochma, and Arich is Aroch, long. So from and from Abba Ve'im, the Nikudim, both in Katnut and Gadlut, what happened? From the Galgalta Naim De Abba Ve'ima De Nikudim, Galgalta Naim De Abba Ve'ima De Nikudim, from that Parzuf, a Parzuf called Abba Ve'ima De Atzilut was born. From the Achab of Abba Ve'ima De Nikudim, a Parzuf called
Israel Saba Vetvuna.
Israel Saba Vetvuna was born.
Datzilut.
So, Datzilut, of and from Galgalta Einayim the Zon, we have Patsuf Zon. But what is the special thing here? The special thing here is that all these Patsufim, that are above Zon, are called Gar, the Atzilut, and they come from the Rishimot of Gar the Nikudim, which did not break. But the Keter and Abba Ve'ima the Nikudim, the Rosh, served the goof of Nikudim, and now the Rosh of Atzilut, the Gar of Atzilut, should serve the goof, the Atzilut. So that happens through the Rishimot, meaning Gar Atzilut is built by the Rishimot that were not broken, as usual, from Gargal to Ab, from Absag, from Sagma, and only Zond Atzilut, Gargal Tanam, the Zond Atzilut, come from the breaking. In this breaking, we have a mixture of everything, but when the light comes to this mixture, from Sag, comes from Sag,
Aor Magia,
or more accurately, the light of Absag, both light of Chokhmah and light of Binah. So that light begins to sort out four kinds of Kilim out of these Kilim, four kinds of vessels. These are Gargalta Ve'enayim in Achab, incorporated, Achab in Gargalta Ve'enayim, incorporated, and Achab, the genuine Achab. So, from the Kilim, the vessels of Gargalta Ve'enayim, the Zon D'Atzilut was created. From the Kilim of the Achab, the Klipa, the shell, was made, meaning that through the light that shines, it becomes evident that the desire called Achab cannot be corrected. We have two other kinds of Kilim, Gargalta Ve'enayim in Achab and Achab in Gargalta Ve'enayim. Who is Gargalta Ve'enayim? What is Gargalta Ve'enayim? Gargalta Ve'enayim is like the world of Tzilut. So, what do? We take the world Atzilut and immerse it in the Achab, or imprint it in the Achab. So how does the Tikkun happen? The light of Absag shines to the broken Kelim, broken vessels. And these kelim are sorted out. Who sorts them out? We know that Galgalta sorts Ab sorts Sag. So a degree can be sorted out or born only through a higher degree. Which higher degree do we have in these kelim? Galgalta Ve'enayim D'Atzilut. Dizon D'Atzilut. They were sorted out first from the broken kelim. So they can now sort out all these kelim, the Galgalta Ve'enayim and the Achab, and the Achab and Galgalta Ve'enayim, because they are corrected already. It's like what we said before, that Israel have to be corrected first, Gargalta Ve'enayim, and then they have to correct the nations of the world by incorporation of Gargalta Ve'enayim in Achab and Achab in Gargalta Ve'enayim. So, what do we do? In order to procreate anything, these Gargalta Ve'enayim D'Atzilut have to be in Gadlut, adults, or grown up. They have to rise to the level of Gadlut, to God Atzilut. That's why in Atzilut there was an ascent. Gargalta Ve'enayim rose up here, one level up. Above them, Yisut rise, above Yisut there's Abaveima, above Abaveima there's Arichanpin, and Atik goes completely outside, above Tabu. So Zon D'Atzilut we have, and then Yisut, Abba Ve'ima, Arichanpin, and Atik. So the whole of Atzilut rises one level up. Now Zon D'Atzilut are in Gadlut, not in Gargalta Ve'enayim, in the entire time still, like Abba Ve'ima, like grown-ups, like Abba Ve'ima. And then they can procreate, they can sort out and procreate a new Potsuf. beget nipotzov. And that's what they do. They create a new partsuf. The first partsuf that they give birth to is Gagal Tanaim and Yachab. They are Gagal Tanaim themselves. They know how to do it. The Gagal Tanaim is the substance of the Tzilut. But now it's in the Yachab, with the Yachab. From the Yachab they take only the upper part of the Yachab, the pure part of it, the Ozen. So Gagal Tanaim in the Achab. So inside the Ozen, the world Briya comes out. Because Gagal Tavenayim is the world Atzilut. Within the Achab, within the Yud Bet, Ozen is of Yud Bet. Briya is made. So when Zon rise to Abavima, now they create below them the world Bria. Afterwards, these Zon sort out the Gagal Tavenayim in the Chotem, which creates Olam the world Yetzira, which stands below the world Bria. And then Zon sort out the Gagal Tavenayim in the Peh, and from that the world of Asiya is made, standing below the world of Yetzira. But there's one more addition here. These worlds stand not exactly like that. Why? Because Zeranpin and Itznukva, Zondat Silut, when they stand in their place, they stand in a very special manner. Zeranpin stands in Ket Chokhmah Bina Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. That's the Gagal Tavenayim. And that's the Ahab in it. And Malchut, its Nukva, stands down below, from Tiferet to Malchut. Just like in Tiferet, if you remember, Malchut rose up to Tiferet in Igzut Tesak. So Zeranpin has 10 Sfirot, and Malchut, with respect to it, has 4 Sfirot. It robes 4 of its Sfirot. That's why Malchut is called Ben Dalet. Dalet is 4, having 4 Sfirot of Zeranpin. That's why we sometimes draw Malchut as Dalet. We say it's the name of the Creator, Dalet. Dalet is 4 in Gematria. That's why 4 Sfirot. So that's why the world's Bria Yetzira Asiya do not stand one below the other, but the world Bria stands, and from Tiferet, meaning from Chazeh of the world Bria, the world Yetzira clothes it, and under the world Yetzira, the world Yetzira clothes. That's how the worlds stand. But how do we count where they stand? It's very simple. We learned that below the Parsa, we actually have a third of Tiferet, the place Bria, of the world of Bria, then Netzach Hod Yesod, the place of Yetzira, and Malchut is the place of the world of Asiya. Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Each world has 10 Sfirot. is ten sefirot. So let's say here we have ten sefirot, and here we have ten sefirot, and here we should have ten more sefirot. Excuse me for drawing it like that. Oh, it's not equal. So, up to the chazeh of the place of the world is Yetzirah. So, all in all, we have 10 plus 6 up to the chazeh. Why 6? Ketachon Menachas, Yikvot Tiferet. So, all in all, we have 16 sefirot up to the chazeh, and 4 more here, and 10 more here are 14 altogether. So it turns out that here in the place of the world's Briya Yetzira, we have a division between the 14 Sefirot and 16 Sefirot. Sorry, the other way around. Very good. At least someone is following me.
16 sefirot ze nikra tchum shabbat.
The 16 sefirot are called tchum shabbat, the shabbat zone.
Tchum shabbat.
Shabbat zone. And the 14 sefirot are called
haklipot.
Mador haklipot, the shell section. So what does that give us? That's not all.
Ele.
But
ma aya v'manas.
What did we have and what happened again?
Sa'akol mi'ashvira.
All in all. There was a breaking in the world Nikodim. First the world of Nikodim was in Katnut and Gadlut. Yes, first in smallness and in greatness. These are Keter, Abba, Vima, and Zon. The light expanded below. There was a breaking. And the world Atzilut was created above this parsa. In Atzilut we have
Zon,
Abba v'ima. Let's do Abba v'ima together with the Yishut. So we have Abba v'ima, Arichanpin, and above them Atik. Below that we have the world Briah. From Chazed de Briah down we have the world Yetzirah, and below it the world Asiya. Up to the place, well, actually the place should be like that. There should be 10 Sefirot of Briah, 10 for Yetzirah and 10 for Malchut. In terms of a place, this place was created back in Nekudot Desag. We said about the place of the world Atzilut above the Pasa and the places of the world Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya below the Pasa. But the world themselves, when they were created, he were created in a higher place or a higher state. So we have 10 sefirot in Briah, 4 and 6 up to the chazeh de Briah, and from the chazeh de Briah to chazeh de Yetzirah, 10 more sefirot, 16 sefirot above chazeh de Yetzirah. Below Chazed Yetzirah we have 4 and 10. The six sefirot that are in the place of the world Bria, from Parsa to Chazed Bria, are called. They're called the Ibur of the Ir, the outskirts of the Ir. Shivim Amah, the 70 Amah. What does it mean? Around the Ir, the city, which is called the world of Tzilut, Atzilut is called Il, city. So around it, there is an addition around the wall. Parsa is the wall of the city. So around the wall of the city, you have another 70 Amma. It's called the Ibur of the Il. It's a land that still belongs to the Il, to the city. And that place is will receive luminescence from Atzilut. And in that place, there is Kedusha, sanctity, meaning it is permitted to use this place. These desires are permitted for use, because everything we learn about is desires, after all. The worlds, too, are desires within us. So the Ibu, the outskirts of the city, are permitted to use. There are other desires which are called 2,000 Amma. That's the Shabbat zone. Meaning, even when the worlds rise on Shabbat, when they rise so that the world of Siya, and then Yetzirah, standing here, Bria, Zon, Abba V'ima, Arichanpin, Atik. When they all rise above the Parsa, still in this zone of Shabbat, through Tikkunim, through corrections, called Tikkunei Tchumim, the corrections of the zone corrections. We can perform such corrections in these desires so that even if we are in a situation when where the worlds rise, we can still use these desires in order to bestow. Desires that are in us up to the chazeh of the place of the world world's Bia, the world of Yetzirah. But below, in these 14 sefirot, they're called Dai, or Yudalet, 14 in Gematria. This is called Mador Kippot, the shell section. Meaning, here there are desires that cannot be corrected. And this is why it is also forbidden to go beyond the Shabbat zone to this place. That's on Shabbat. On a weekday, there is work with it, but you have to bring them out from the kelim where you can receive. What are klipot? Klipot are desires that you still can't correct before the end of correction. So you have to separate them from the other desires, correct them in such a way that they do not get in the way, that they stay below, etc. That's what we do by sorting out the broken vessels from the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikudim. In the world of Nikudim, we had the Kelim of Galgal Ta'anayim, which the zone of Atzilut was made, the Kelim of Galgal Ta'anayim in the Achab, which created the worlds Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya.
Ozen, Chotem,
Pe,
Olam Bria,
Olam, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya were made. And we also had the Achap in Galgalta Einayim, where in the Oz and Chotem in the Pe, there was the ascent of the world. Because they add the Achap to Galgalta Einayim, and by that the world rise. But it's the ascent of the world through man. Through people, it's not the essence that we talked about here, the Shabbat zone, etc. So we have the first ascent, second ascent, and the third ascent. In the first, the Ozen is incorporated in the Galgalta Einayim, the third, the second, and the Chotem, and the third is the Pe, or they are called the ascent of the Kiddush, the sanctification of the Shabbat. I lost it. That's the Musaf, it's an additional part. And Mincha. That's what they're called. Kiddush, Musaf, Mincha. These are the three raisings of man on Shabbat. Correspondingly, we have the three ascents, but it's through man, not through Shabbat. So, both ways. And the genuine Achab is the Klipa. It has to be sorted, and we have to refrain from using it. Not use it. He wrote, no. So by that, we sort out all the kelim from the breaking. He's writing, broken kelim. So what did we do by that? Why did the system expand in this manner, and what was achieved by that? What achieved was this. We had Malchut Densof, Prinat Dalet, which received something. The world Ensof was made. Then it was restricted. Couldn't tolerate being opposite from the Creator. After all these operations, which where she only restricted herself, she came to a state where there's a part that's connected between Bina and Malchut. It broke itself. And then parts of Bina entered Malchut. Mixed together. And out of this breaking, we built a system. We built such a system where we have from Malchut Densof, which is designated by Galgalta, we have a system from Pe to Tabu de Galgalta, a system behind the, where afterwards we have Galgalta, Ab, Sagma, and Bon. So we have a system that elicits five lights, Naranchai. according to the Aviut of the Masach,
the
force of the Masach, the Kelim. Below Parsa, below Tabu, this is the upper nine, above Tabu, and below Tabu we have the Malchut. So it's not only Malchut. We came to a situation where we have a part called Klipa, which we know is a part of the Klipa. These are the 14 Sefirot, and 16 Sefirot above it, which is a part that belongs or joins or is annexed to the Kedusha, to the sanctity. That's up to the Chazel, the place of Bia. The place of Bia itself is Bina, actually, that descended to Malchut. It's Bina in Malchut. That's the Tchum Shabbat, the Shabbat zone, where it is somehow possible or permitted. Well, I wrote it before, but it was incorrect. So, here you can perform some corrections in some situations, and the place of the world Atzilut, in which there is complete sanctity. Before that, it wasn't from Tabu to Siyum. So, it is clear to us how Malchut de Ein Sof, which is symbolized by Galgalta, how it is divided with respect to the creatures. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirasiya.
Zot omeret,
so when the Creator shines here,
Be'or Ein Sof,
in the light of Ein Sof, he
as a selector
selects, discerns in his bestowal, in the power of the light in him, with respect to the creatures, according, depending on the avyut of the creature, the masach of the creature, according to what will happen to the creature in all kinds of situations of breakings or corrections, with respect to the future creature. But there is no creature yet. There's only a system of worlds, a system of concealments that hide the worlds, that the worlds hide the light from the Creator. They become like filters where the light from the Creator travels through the worlds. Ak Atzilut Bria Yetzirasiya, to the future creature who is as yet non-existent. We haven't talked about a creature, we talked about Patsufim, worlds, Roshimot, all kinds of things, but no creature yet. Meaning we talked about the system, the system of the Creator, by which he brings down lights to the future creature according to what the creature will need. And this system is built in Ak in a wrong manner, because it corresponds to Keter. But Atzilut Bria Yetzirasiya are built from a broken kelim after the breaking. And this is why the system understands in every situation, whatever it is, broken, corrected, everything is incorporated in the system. So we came to a state where there is a system that is willing to tend to the creature. From the next lesson onward, we will learn where this creature is, how it was created, where from, what is its roots, and what happens with it, and that we are parts of it. We'll learn about what this animal is. So, Sunday, we will continue.